Do you know that David was born, if you look at the timeline, David was born after Saul was rejected, not before. It was after God rejected Saul that he looked around and he said, I don't find anybody. And he allowed David to be born. Saul reigned for 40 years. And David was 30 years when he was a king. So we know that David was born when Saul had already been king for 10 years. And by the time Saul was a failure. That's how we know that David was born after. It was not that God already planned for David. No, God planned for Saul to do his work. God may plan for you to do his work, but if you fail him, he'll look for somebody else. You know, even to this wonderful church in Philadelphia, which is one of the best churches in the first century. I want you to read something here which is a real warning to us. The church in Philadelphia, in Revelation 3, verse 7, to the elder of the church in Philadelphia, and if you read the messages to the seven elders in seven churches, you find the elder in the Philadelphia was the most spiritual, the most wholehearted, the best church in that area. And what was God's message to the best church? Listen to this. Many good things, but listen to this warning. A warning, even if you're the most wholehearted brother sitting here today, I want to say to you in Jesus' name, verse 11, the Lord is coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one takes the crown that is meant for you. There is a crown meant for you. But if you don't hold fast to what God has given you and spoken to you, that crown will be taken away from you. Your ministry, which you were supposed to fulfill, will be given to somebody else. That guy will get his own crown, but he'll get your crown also. He'll get two crowns. Because he fulfilled his ministry and your ministry because you were a failure. Why were you a failure? God anointed you, lifted you up, but you got puffed up. You thought you were somebody when you should have remained a nobody till the end of your life. Paul remained a nobody till the end of your life. My dear elder brothers, tell me honestly. Tell me. Do you really believe you're a nobody? Answer that to yourself. Do you really believe that you are a nobody? That you're nothing. I know that right answer is, yes, I believe that. But do you behave like that? Do you behave like that with your fellow brothers and sisters? As a nobody, as a nothing. That's why many of us are losing the anointing of God. We're becoming like Saul. It's not because we slip up and fall. If you slip up and fall and that brings you lower into the dust, you're okay. But when we slip up and fall and you cover it up and act as though you're a great anointed servant of God, that's when God recognizes something and withdraws the anointing. I have seen it happen before my eyes. I've seen brothers who, I remember the early days when they spoke, there was such a grace upon their life. Today, dead as a doornail. They don't realize it. That's what happened to Saul. And then God had to set aside Saul. Hold fast what you have. You may be the most wholehearted brother, you elder in Philadelphia. But if you don't hold fast to what you have, just because yours is the best church and you are the finest elder in that whole of Asia Minor, you brother in Philadelphia, I'm speaking to you. Don't compare yourself with Ephesus and Thyatira and Pergamos and Laodicea, all those backslidden churches, not even with Smyrna. Yes, you're better than all of them. But if you don't hold fast to what you have, you will lose your crown. I want to take it seriously. I don't believe I'm the best elder in Bangalore or India, or I see tremendous need in my life. But I want to take it seriously that if this was spoken to the best elder, where am I? I say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'll keep my face in the dust till the end of my life and I'll hold fast to what you've given me. Not because I want a crown, but because I want to show my gratitude to Jesus who died for me on the cross to save me. Dear brothers and sisters, take these things seriously. If the crown which was meant to remain on Saul's head, God's crown, not that earthly crown over there, but there was another crown an invisible crown called the anointing of God. There's an earthly crown that you can have as an elder of a church, and your name is in the elders list. But there's another invisible crown called the anointing of God. I'm more interested in that than in my name being in some elders list. I couldn't care less for that elders list. Throw it in the trash can. I want this invisible anointing of God, and you don't have to be an elder to get that. Your name doesn't have to be on any list for you to have the anointing of God upon your life. That invisible anointing, the crown of God, don't lose that. Don't be satisfied with some earthly crown that somebody gives you. Somebody thinks you're a great brother. Somebody invites you for meetings and you think you're special. Forget it, brother. Those are all earthly crowns. Think of that invisible anointing of God that God puts upon your head. Don't lose that. Saul had this earthly crown where he had a great following of people who admired him. God had removed the anointing. He didn't hold fast. You know what? You know the word that God spoke to Saul through Samuel? It's an amazing word. Let me show that to you. When he first met Samuel, met him in 1 Samuel. We read that Samuel told Saul like this in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him and said, "Has not the Lord anointed you a ruler over his inheritance?" And he said, after a while, verse 6, he told him, this is Samuel speaking to Saul, "The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you shall prophesy, and you will be changed into another man." I've never forgotten those words. The Spirit of God will come upon you mightily, and you will be changed in a moment. Not a gradual growth over 20 years. Immediately you will be changed into another man. You will receive the anointing of God to prophesy, to lead God's people, to build His kingdom, today to build His church. That's how he started. When pride came into him, Saul didn't commit adultery. He didn't steal anybody's money. He just became proud that God was using him, that people were admiring him, and the devil changed him into another man again. It's a sad thing. When God changes you into another man, then you become proud and the devil changes you again, back into a worse state than before. 7 demons come in, and the man's latter condition becomes worse than his first condition, because the devil changes him into another man. I have seen this happen before my eyes with wonderful brothers and sisters in our churches. So that's where we need to learn. God is looking for a man and a woman after his own heart. I hope you will be one of those. It doesn't matter if you're a young 18, 20-year-old like David, or an 18, 19-year-old like Mary, the mother of Jesus. Young 18, 19, 20-year-old people whom God lays a hold of and says, "I want you. I want you for a certain purpose." That's what he told Mary. That's what he told David when he was 20 years old. He was the most despised among all the sons that his father had. It doesn't matter what people think about you.